Meanwhile, in Bahrain, thousands of anti-government protesters are holding their ground at the capital's main Pearl Square by setting up a tent city there. The protesters are calling for an end to the decades-long monarchy in their country.
Until we achieve our demand, we are here. This is our country. If they come back, we will stay here. If they hit us, we will stay here. We want to achieve the national unity of Bahrain, and we will insist on our demands until we achieve all of them.
While protesters are demanding freedom and a say in government, inspired by revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt, Bahraini demonstrators say they will stay out until all of their demands are met. At least six people have been killed and hundreds more wounded in the government crackdown on protesters. Ongoing demonstrations have prompted King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa to appoint the Crown Prince to talk to protesters. Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa has reportedly entered talks with the opposition groups. However, the main opposition bloc, Al Wafaq, earlier rejected negotiations. Well, Ali Al Aswad is a Bahraini MP joining us now on the line from Manama to tell us all the latest. Mr. Aswad, thanks so much for joining us. First, we've been hearing of further casualties in Bahrain. What do you have to tell us about that?
First of all, we just lost now one more protester. His name is Rida Mohammed. He's on age of 32 years. He's from Malkia. He's been attacked by the army on the Friday, 18th February, near to the Bear Roundabout. And this guy, I mean, he was in the front, at the first line, going to the roundabout peacefully. He was hanging his hand up, and he said, peace, peace, peace. Then the army killed him. 10 minutes ago now, the doctors, they announced it officially, he died. So we lost now, until now, seven killed, till now from 14th of February. Now, the situation is, the roundabout, there are thousands of protesters are there, and they are very, very, very angry, and they just said, stop, we don't want the dialogues to be started now, because the government is still killing the people here. This is the situation right now.
Well, Ms. Aswad, we were hearing, and it was said by the Crown Prince, that he's ordered the police and the army to retreat and to allow for what he said was the right of the people for peaceful demonstrations. But what has just happened now comes despite this call by the Crown Prince. So how are you assessing it? Is this an isolated incident, or do you think that those forces on the streets have the order and the authority to kill?
No, let me just clarify this. This guy, he was attacked by the army on the Friday before the Crown Prince asked the army and the police to go out from the Pearl Roundabout.
Okay.
So he's a casualty from the Friday, and he's been admitted from Friday until today. I visited him myself yesterday night. The doctor, he was telling me he will live for a few hours only. Then I just got a call now from his doctor, and he said, Ali, the casualty here, he died 10 minutes ago. So
okay.
I'm sure now the Crown Prince, he will hear about this, and this will also make the situation a little bit complicated for the dialogue to be started here in Bahrain. People will become very angry. We are preparing for a big demonstration tomorrow on Tuesday. We are preparing for 120 to 150,000 protesters to go from Sif area going towards to Bear Roundabout. And all of these, all of the protesters, all of the Bahrainis now, they are preparing themselves. Some of them, they are telling me now, we will be sleeping tonight in the Sif area because we want to have space or a place in the Bear Roundabout.
Well, we were speaking with a political analyst, Mr. Aswad, earlier in the morning from Manama, and he was telling us how the opposition has announced that it is not in agreement with the government on the option of negotiations. So tell us, what process is the negotiation in right now? Have they even started? And if they have, is it going to help?
I don't think now it's going to help now at this time. You know, we just today is the third day of the last protesters died. So today we are going to close, they say, the third day of Aza for Matan. Then we just got another person died today. So another 3 days it will be started from today. So the people will become more angry. As they said, we don't want to have a dialogue while this government is still they are here. People now, they want a collapse of the regime, and they said we don't accept to talk with this people with the regime. I mean, until now, they forgot to talk about the constitution or other things. They said, please, we don't want to have this regime here now in Bahrain. And people, I can explain to you the situation very, very, very hot and very angry here. The people, they are very angry in Bahrain now, the protesters.
Okay, Ali Al-Aswad, Bahraini MP, joining us there on the line from Manama. Mr. Aswad, thanks so much.